Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
All right, and that is the first thing you must be able to do to be able to build faith and confidence in God, because if you do not choose your source of information correctly, you'll believe a lie. And your perception will be a lie. And everything you believe and respond to in life will be based on that lie. So that's why it is important to focus your mind on the Word of God and believe the right information, the right revelation. Praise God. All right. So information is a source of influence. I believe you know that. And a source code of faith or fear. All right. Depending on the source of the information. So information is a source of influence. So if you believe a lie, all right, you'll be influenced wrongly. And then you believe the truth of God's word, you'll be influenced correctly. Praise God. And also, it is important that you understand that faith and fear are both responses to what we hear. All right? Faith and fear are both responses to what we hear. All right? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So it is very important that you hear correctly. All right. If you hear the word of faith, faith comes to you. You hear the word of, you know, fear, fear is ministered to you. So that's why the source of your information must be meticulously, carefully, and correctly chosen. All right. That is what determines, you know, the foundation of your life and the foundation of your faith in God. Praise God. All right, so faith and fear are both responses to what we hear. They both come by hearing something. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. All right, fear comes by hearing lies from the devil. And then again, we understand that there is the word of faith that produces faith in us. All right, it ministers what the Bible calls the hearing of faith. And there is an evil report, all right, that comes from the wicked one, orchestrated by the devil, and it comes to produce fear in us. So at such a time as this, you must be very, very careful that you listen to the right information. You must be selective in what you give your hearing to or listening to. That's very, very important. You must choose the right source of information, which is the Word of God. Amen. That's very, very important. Again, understand that your action is as enduring as what informed it. All right? Your action is enduring as what informed it. So if your action was informed by a wrong source of information, all right, that action can only go as far as the source can sustain it. Praise God. So that's why it's very important that you are fed correctly when it comes to what you hear and what you believe, because what you believe is actually dependent on what you hear. If you heard the wrong thing, you believe the wrong thing. All right? So it is important that you are very careful. You don't believe every junk online. Praise God. All right? The Bible says to prove all things and then hold fast to that which is good, that which is true. Amen. So be very, very examining and very meticulous when it comes to what you hear, where it's coming from, and how you believe what you hear. That's very important. So your response to life is as genuine or true as the information that inspired it. All right, so we cannot have the response of faith listening to the lies of the devil. All right, the social media is not our source of information. All right? It's just to get us, you know, to know what is happening in our world. All right? We are not meant to believe everything that we see on social media or everything that, you know, people sent to us once upon a time. We are not meant to believe everything that is sent to us. We are only meant to believe the Word of God. Praise God. All right? So, we understand that even global trades are information driven. All right, people's response to what they buy and what they sell, when to sell, all right, and how they sell is actually information driven. So it tells you that we are in a world that is driven by information. All right, you may not know it. All right, there's something back of your attitude, there's something behind how you see life, your perception of life and your perspective of life and how you respond to life. You know, you must have heard something once upon a time, and that is maybe quietly or loudly the source of your response, the influence of your response to life. So it is very important that you hear correctly. Correct hearing informs correct believing, and correct believing determines correct response to life. Praise God. So you have to choose your source of information correctly. Again, we understand that at such a time as this, we need to see beyond physical appearances. Praise God. We need to see beyond physical appearances. We need a vision of God as an edge over sight. All right? Sight is good, but it is limited. You need to be able to see beyond what, you know, is the general appearance of things. You know, people are presenting different fonts and different sides, you know, to different situations, particularly what is happening right now all over the world, the COVID-19 pandemic. All right, there's panic all over because of what people are hearing. And so information is very, very important. You must be able to process information and know what to believe and what not to believe. All right, we'll come into that in a moment. I will show you from God's Word how to process information. In fact, your ability to process information correctly is what determines your maturity. You are as mature as you are able to process information. If you can't process information correctly, then you are immature. It's not everything you swallow, hook, line, and sinker. No. You don't believe everything, you know, every junk, you know, every information that is flying around. You don't do that. All right. You have to say, okay, this is meant for this. All right. I'm meant to believe God's word. You know, so things happen and we're informed about them. And the media also channel the information or give the information based on their own perception of it. So there's no way you can eliminate their perception from the news, even if it's a breaking news. All right. If a man of faith, you know, is reporting something to you, there's a way he reports it such that faith is infused into you. And if someone who is already under the yoke or load of fear is reporting the same event or account, there's a way the person will report it to you and, you know, just to terrify you. So that's why it is important you know, okay, this is what they are saying. And this is how what they are saying applies to me. All right? You have to be very, very thoughtful and wise and discerning to be able to know what to believe per time. That's very, very important. So we understand that the sight of the physical eyes is limited. It is limited. It can see things but does not understand where they are and the forces responsible for their physical manifestation. So, and that's very important. Praise God. You have to come to the place where you know that there is more to it than, you know, meets the eye. Praise God. Whatever you're looking at, all right, there's the apparent side of it, and then there is the essence of it. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen We're not made out of things which do appear. Glory to God. So the things which are seen. What are the things that are seen? All right, they are the physical things. All right, the things in the realm of appearance. And then the things which are not seen, the Bible tells us they are spiritual, they are eternal. So in the seen realm, all right, we don't go by just sight. Sight is good, all right, we at least we appreciate, you know, that perception of whatever it is that we see in the physical. But it's much more than that, in that we have to understand, all right, the essence back of that thing. For example, if you a pregnant woman, you know, goes to the clinic or the hospital to do a scan, all right, and the scan may reveal, okay, there's one baby, just one baby in the womb, and may reveal the gender of the baby, all right, the weight of the baby, praise God. But the scan cannot reveal the destiny of the baby. All right, so you see, the scan can't tell you that the baby, you know, is meant to be an apostle, a prophet, a businessman, or a governor, or a president of a nation. All right, you know, scan, you know, can't do that. But you see, there is a revelation of God, a revelation of the Spirit that is deeper than what any scan can reveal. All right, so sight is good, but sight is not enough. We need a revelation of God to be able to discern beyond sight. And that's very, very important. So we need more than physical sight when it comes to judgment, how we judge things, all right, our conclusions. We need to be able to perceive beyond sight. Glory to God. We need a revelation, a vision, a spiritual discerning of reality. That's very, very important. So by way of introducing this evening's teaching, I have been able to establish in your heart the place of how information comes to us, what, you know, we have to believe when it comes to listening to news or getting information in the media. You must know that, look, whatever it is that is told you, there's something that is very, very important, how you believe, how you perceive that news. So perception is everything, not just sight, all right? Hearing, all right? Much more than hearing what, you know, is being said to you, understanding, all right? Much more than hearing. So how do you understand what is being said to you? That's very important, the processing of information. Now, I want you to understand that as Christians, we have more than sight, you know, with which to see or perceive things. We have more than ears, all right, with which to hear things. We have what is called perception. That means God has given us the privilege to have what is known as the inside information or story of any account. Praise God. For example, you know, somebody is telling a lie and the packaging looks like it's the truth. All right, as Christians, by the grace of God, we have privileges in Christ to be able to know, you know, beyond the telling of whatever information that is coming your way. You can tell where it's coming from. You can tell who inspired it. All right, you can tell what is back of that information. Praise God. It's called discerning. So we have to begin to engage, you know, our spirit, our hearts, to be able to know the truth about life, about situations and circumstances, about the happenings around the world. We need to begin to engage our heart, because this is the time that we need to be very, very sensitive, because we are in a trying time right now. All right, the Bible calls it perilous time. All right, deceivers are everywhere, you know, fake news. That's why we have to be very, very discerning. So this teaching, by the grace of God, is to bring us to terms with what it takes, you know, to receive more than mere information, all right, or more than the appearance of things, or more than the hearing of, you know, news. How do we get to know the truth about every matter of consideration in our lives? How do we get to know the truth about what is happening around us? All right? And that's what tonight's Bible study is about. Now, I want to bring you to God's Word. We have wonderful, wonderful promises made to us of divine guidance and reality of knowing the truth. All right? In Psalms 18 and verse 28, the Bible tells us this: "For thou wilt light my candle. O Lord, my God, will enlighten my darkness." So you see, God says, "I will light your candle. I will enlighten your darkness." Now, do you have any area, you know, of your life that you are not sure of what God's will is, you know, and what God would have you do in that area? You know, are you considering things and you don't even know which of the many things you are considering you're supposed to act on? You know, so God says, "I will lighten your candle." He says, "The Lord will light my candle. The Lord will enlighten my darkness." So you may ask, what's your candle? The Bible tells us that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So God will use your spirit to enlighten you. So as Christians, we must not just look outward and hear things on the surface. We must look inward. All right, your spirit is born again now, and now you've received the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. All right, the Spirit of God is meant to guide you from within so that you don't center your judgment or decision on lies. All right, you're not flaky and worldly. All right, and just floating all around. You need to get to understand the truth about the matters of life. Praise God. And that's very important. At such a time as this, very sensitive time, all right, in the history of man, we need to come to terms with truth in every matter of interest to us. Praise God. All right, so God will light your candle. All right, He will enlighten your darkness. Again, in Psalm 112 and verse 4, the Bible tells us, it says, "Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness." So the upright here speaks of the righteous man. Unto the man who has been justified by faith in Christ Jesus, who has been made right in Christ Jesus, it says the Lord Himself, all right, will cause a light to arise for him in the darkness. Glory to God. So you see, these are the things that you have to consider, and then your faith is stirred. You believe God to know the truth. You know, this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of lies are around it. Some people are making money off it. Some people are becoming famous, you know, by reason of this pandemic. Some people are just trying to ride on the wave of it or have, you know, their own will and purposes achieved. People are doing all sorts, you know, because it is a global awareness now, a global concern. So people want to use it to acquire or reach for global fame or influence or benefit, as the case may be. So you have to be careful. You don't build, you know, your life, your faith, your response to life on lies. You have to prove everything that comes your way. And don't go around sharing information that you don't have facts about. All right? Don't post anything. Don't post anything on your social handle, you know, just because you feel like, oh, this may be true. No. As Christians, we must look inward and prove everything that comes our way. Praise God. This is very, very important. And then again, the Bible tells us in Psalm 32 and verse 7, all right, it says, "Thou art my hiding place, thou shalt preserve me from trouble, thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance." And then verse 8, it says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go, I will guide thee with mine eye." That's God speaking to you. He says, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you shall go." He says, "I will guide you with mine eye." That's God's promise. You believe that. All right, so you put it in your mouth, "At such a time as this, I am led of the Spirit. I'm guided." That should be your confession. Amen. "I'm not confused. I know what to do. I am not afraid. I'm walking in the faith of Jesus Christ." Glory to God. Faith is walking in me. Amen. And when you begin to speak out of that consciousness that you are instructed of the Lord, you are taught of the Lord, all right, you're guided by God's own eye, all right, then you understand that the Spirit of God can ride on that and show you the truth. All right. It says, be ye not as the horse, all right, or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. So the Bible is saying, look, we must not be without understanding. We are people of understanding. Our God, our Heavenly Father, is the only wise God. So we are meant to be wise children. Glory to God. That's God's plan for us. So you refuse to be led on, you know, stupidly. You refuse to allow things overwhelm you around you. Amen. You are led by the Spirit of God. So you hear anything, check within. We're coming to how to test, you know, the genuineness, reality, the truth of matters. Praise God. Now let me read you another scripture here. All right. In Isaiah chapter 32, you start reading from verse 1. It says, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. Speaking about this dispensation of grace, the king reigning in righteousness is Jesus Christ, and princes here rule in judgment, will reign with him. Glory to God. Speaking of believers. And then it says, in this dispensation, in this era, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. All right. And it tells us something very, very profound. Verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 32. Verse 3 of Isaiah chapter 32. It says, and the eyes of them that see shall not see dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The eyes of them that see shall not see dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. Praise God. That's amazing. Glory to God. So he says, you're not permitted to see dim. All right. To see things as though you're seeing through a glass darkly. No. All right. Now the Spirit speaks expressly. It is time to understand the will of God for you. To know what God is saying to you in all matters of life that have to do with you. All right? Those things are things that God himself, in the midst of them, will be showing you, this is what to believe, this is what to do with this information. All right? This is, you know, what not to do with this information, so that you're not acting on every lie that is flying around. All right? You're acting on the Word of God, and you're discerning reality, truth, in all matters of life. Again, it says, and the heart also, verse 4, of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. So this is the dispensation of understanding. This is the dispensation of light and revelation. Nobody is permitted to be ignorant in Christ. Paul wrote to the church at Corinth, he says, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. If Paul, by the Spirit, would not have them ignorant, I believe so strongly that the Spirit of God, through me, saying, I wouldn't have you ignorant. So it is important that you understand the will of God for you in all this. All right. Again, in Romans 8 and verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We are led by the Spirit of God. All right. We are the sons of God. So we are led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God within us is willing to lead us. All right. So again, it says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We are the children of God. So the Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Glory to God. Now, this is very, very important. This is very important. Amen. And then again, you know, the Bible tells us in Joel, book of Joel, chapter 2 and verse 28, it says, shall come to pass afterwards, speaking of this dispensation, that the Lord himself will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. It tells us that our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. It says, our old men shall dream dreams, and our young men shall see visions. Praise God. So this is the era, the dispensation of visions and revelations of the Lord. You're not permitted to be deceived. All right? You are not to be deceived. Glory to God. You are meant to know the truth about every matter concerning your life, every matter of interest to you. Amen? So we understand that we have wonderful promises in God's word as to his will for us, you know, to know the truth, his will to guide us, to direct us, to lead us. Praise God. Now, I want you to say this after me. Say, the Holy Spirit who dwells in me is my guide. He leads me to truth. He guides me to know the truth about every matter that concerns me in the name of Jesus. At this time, I refuse to be misled. I refuse to be misguided. I refuse to be deceived in the name of Jesus Christ. I refuse to believe every junk flying on social media. I believe the truth of God's word. And by the help of the Holy Spirit, I'm led to know what is good for me and how to make the most of this season in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So now let's look at our authentic and reliable source of information. First, it is the Word of God, the written Word of God. All right. The Bible tells us that we have a more sure word of prophecy. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. And we would do well to give heed to God's word. All right. We have a more sure word of prophecy. It says, for we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereto we do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. So we would do well to take heed to the written word of God. All right. It is surer than prophecy. It is surer than whatever it is you may have through dreams and revelations and night visions or encounters. The word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. It is surer than prophecy. Glory to God. Amen. And then, you know, we understand from God's word in Psalm 19 and verse 7. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect. That's the written word. It is perfect. All right, converting the soul, transforming the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. So the written word of God is God's steadfast, unchanging, immutable compass for our lives, to guide us, to position us on the right track in life. So go to the written word. Meditate in the written word. Whatever is not consistent with the written word, listen very carefully. It does not matter who is saying it. It does not matter where it's coming from. It does not matter whether it's, you know, the world superpower that is saying it. Listen, just junk it, trash it. Glory to God. Amen. Why? Because That's not true. It can't hold water. Praise God. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8 and verse 20, it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. See? So they have to speak according to the written word. Be guided by the written word. For example, all right, people are already afraid that this is going to continue till maybe around August or September, you know, probably to the end of the year, and is going to kill or destroy as many people as possible in the millions. All right? But listen very carefully. You understand that that is not the will of God for you. All right? Now, don't go by that. He says, I desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's the will of God for you. God wants you to prosper. Amen? So, and be in health, not in sicknesses and diseases. Glory to God. So, go to the written word. Go to the written word and believe the written word. Go to the written word and believe the written word. All right? And then another source of information for us is the witness of the Spirit with our spirit. All right? Number one, the written word. Number two, the witness of the Spirit with our spirit. Romans chapter 8 and verse 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Now, it doesn't say that our spirit bears witness with our own spirit that we are God's children. The Spirit of God is involved. So perception is good, all right, but it's not enough. You know, it must be perception that is verified and authenticated by the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Amen. So, and that's very important. The witness of the Spirit in your heart. That's very important. Paul, speaking in Romans chapter 9 and verse 1, he says, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. And then he now showed us why he wasn't telling a lie. He says, my conscience also bearing me witness where? In the Holy Ghost. So, you know, we must let the Spirit of God bear witness with our spirit as to the things we're dealing with, the information, you know, coming our way on a daily basis. We have to let the Spirit bear witness with our spirit. This is very, very important. And that's why it is important to pray in other tongues. When you pray in other tongues, you afford the Spirit of God the privilege to edify you within and also have room to bear witness with your spirit as to the truth concerning any matter of interest, any information that you're processing in your mind. The Spirit of God will bear witness in your spirit. Now, without the witness of the Spirit of God with your spirit as touching that matter, no matter how well organized that information is, no matter how logical it is, don't believe it. Don't believe it. So that's the second source of information. And then number three, the third source, all right, is the voice of the Holy Spirit. The voice of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is independent of your own spirit. It's not the Spirit bearing witness with your spirit, all right, your heart. No, this is the voice of the Holy Spirit now, all right, through prophecy, all right, or tongues and interpretation of tongues, or, you know, the voice of the Holy Spirit deep within your heart, in your spirit. Glory to God, in your born-again spirit. See, the Spirit of God speaks, all right? He still speaks. In Acts chapter 13 and verse 2, in the church at Antioch, the Holy Spirit said, separate unto me Barnabas and Saul for the work of the ministry whereunto I have sent them. Or maybe he said it by prophecy or tongues and then interpretation of tongues. We cannot tell. But the Spirit said, all right? He said something in particular. So the Spirit of God still speaks today. All right? God is not dumb. He's a speaking God. The Holy Spirit is not dumb. He is a speaking spirit. So the Spirit of God can speak within you and tell you, all right, that this is the way to go. All right, don't listen to that. Don't go by this. Don't go by that. The Spirit of God still speaks to us today. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 8 and verse 29, he says, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. The Spirit spoke. The Spirit spoke to Philip. The Spirit said to him. Again, the Spirit said to Peter in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and verse 19. It says, while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said unto him, behold, three men seek thee. The Spirit said unto him, glory to God. So it's amazing. The Spirit spoke to the apostles of old, the believers of old, all right? And Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Spirit of God has not changed, all right? It's still the same Spirit. Glory to God. He still speaks today. So you can hear the voice of the Spirit of God. How? Believe His promises. He says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou should go. I will guide you with my own eyes. Glory to God. You believe God's word, and then God will perform His word in your life. So refuse to be deceived. Refuse to be swayed by lies flying around. Believe the truth of God's word and trust in the Spirit of God deep within you to guide you to truth. Even when it doesn't look evident, it doesn't look, you know, glaring, the Spirit of God can guide you to truth. Praise God. That's very, very important. And then number four source of information, the gifts of the Spirit. All right, particularly visions and revelations of the Lord. All right, God still gives visions and revelations today. You know, Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 1, he said, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. He says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. So there's such a thing as the visions and revelations of the Lord. You know, why not ask God before you go to bed, all right, before you go to sleep, ask God and say, Lord, turn my dream life into a place of revelation, a place of visions. Instruct me in the way that I must go. Teach me in the way that I must go. Instruct me. And God will instruct you. He will guide you. Praise God. Why? Because God still gives visions and revelations today. He still does. Amen. He still does. All right. Isaiah, all that he wrote in the book of Isaiah was a vision that God gave him. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 1, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos. He saw a vision. God can instruct you today through visions and revelations. Amen. And the vision of God given to you is also his word revealed to you. For example, Jeremiah the prophet, in Jeremiah chapter 1, you start reading from verse 11. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? What do you see?" And he said, "And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree." He says, "Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to what? Perform it." My word. All right. What do you see? I will hasten my word. So God's word can come to you in a vision, in a revelation. All right. God can lead you and guide you and instruct you in the way that you must go, in a vision, in a revelation. Praise God. And that's very important. Now, how did Paul and his crew on their missionary trip to Macedonia know that they needed to go into Macedonia? All right. How did they know that? Through a vision. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 and verse 9, it says, "And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, Come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them." Assuredly gathering. They were convinced that God wanted them to go into Macedonia to preach the gospel unto them. Now, that conviction came by a vision that Paul saw. So God still leads through visions and revelations. Refuse to be misguided. Trust the Holy Spirit to guide you, all right? To give you visions and revelations and understanding. Can someone say amen to that? Praise God. And then number five source, which is very important, is through the teaching of the Word of God, all right? Teachers of the Word of God who have the endorsement heaven to teach God's word. Praise God. Teachers who have the endorsement to teach the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is very, very important. Now, people who have the franchise of heaven to broker the word of God. All right. This is very, very important. Now, the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 30, you start reading from verse 20. It says, "And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." Praise God. So what does that mean? Through the teaching ministry of teachers who have the endorsement of God to teach God's word, all right, you go to church, like you're hearing God's word right now, the Spirit of God can bring to your consciousness, deep within you, truths pertaining to your life, things that you must do, all right, the direction to go, praise God, all right, it says you will hear a voice. Through the, you know, the teaching of your teachers, you hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk thou in it." Praise God. So we should not ignore the place of coming to church, listening to God's word, all right, and receiving the teaching ministry of the Holy Spirit through anointed teachers of the word of God. Amen. So there's a place of receiving that through teachers. Galatians 6 and verse 6 says the same thing. It says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things." So teaching, him that is taught, all right, that is the disciple. And then the teacher, all right, is the discipler. Praise God. All right, so that's very powerful. Amen. Very, very powerful. Let me quickly address something here. How do you access divine revelation? How do you access divine revelation? All right? How do you get to know, okay, now I have wonderful promises as to God's guidance in my life, and then I understand that I have the privilege in Christ to hear from God. So how do you make the most of this blessing that you have in Christ? Number one, prayer. All right, you must give yourself to prayer. All right, prayer is very important. I believe so strongly that this is the time to pray the more. I don't know how much you've prayed in time past before now, all right, but see, this time demands that we pray the more, much more than we've ever prayed thus far. We need to begin to pray, particularly this kind of praying in the spirit, praying, you know, with your spirit, praying in other tongues. This is very, very important, because what is happening right now is beyond the mind of people. It's beyond the natural mind. True? Yeah. You know, some people cannot even understand that. So we're in a time that the whole world is locked down. People are not going anywhere. I mean, if somebody stood before you like 3 months ago or 4 months back and said something that, say, you know, just prophesied and said, you know, there comes a time that there will be a total lockdown of the whole world, you wouldn't believe that prophecy. Feel like, how? It cannot happen. You know, but it's happening right now. All right, so you see, there are things that are happening right now beyond, you know, the fathom or fathoming of our mind. You know why? Because there are things beyond the natural mind. And, you know, not to scare anybody, this is just the beginning. All right, we haven't seen anything yet. Glory to God. We'll see much more than this because we're in the last days. Of course, we'll see the glory of God much more than whatever, you know, the enemy is doing. But these are the beginning, you know, beginnings of perilous, trying times. Amen. So you can't afford to pray with your mind now. All right, your mind doesn't even know what's happening. You can't wrap your mind around what is happening right now. All right, so you have to learn to pray with your spirit, praying in other tongues. Glory to God. So prayer. And as you call upon the name of the Lord, things will happen in your life. You know, I love this account, you know, in Genesis chapter 25. In Genesis chapter 25, you start reading from verse 21. Genesis chapter 25 and verse 21. It says, "And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren." That's Rebekah. "And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived." Look at verse 2. "And the children struggled together within her, and she said, 'If it be so, why am I thus?' And she went to inquire of the Lord." You see? All right, there was no scan at this time. They didn't have that technology. So she went to inquire of the Lord. And she got what scan could not reveal then and could not have revealed then, and what scan still cannot reveal now. Praise God. All right, look at verse 3. "And the Lord said unto her, 'Two nations," not two individuals, "two nations are in thy womb. The two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Praise God. Now, scan cannot reveal that. You see, when you pray and ask God questions, He will show you things beyond what the eyes can see. Things beyond information. All right? Things beyond social media. He will show you things. Right now, the whole world is confused. Okay, was it caused by... is it a fight of superpowers? What is happening? What is back of this? Blah, blah, blah. People are wondering. All right? But we ought not to wonder with them. We ought to know the truth. When you give yourself to prayer, all right, you will know the truth. Rebecca knew the truth about the children in her womb because she inquired of the Lord. Ask God. Pray. Seek His face. Desire to know. All right, it's your right to know what is happening around you and with your life. You are in a world and things are happening around you. You ought to know what is happening so that you can make the most of those things, you know, in order to be able to fulfill your God-given destiny. Praise God. Jeremiah 33 and verse 3 tells us, it says, call unto me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. So when you call unto God, he will show you things that you do not know, beyond the surface. Glory to God. He will answer. Amen. So that's very important. Number two, this is how to access divine revelation. First is prayer. Number two, meditative search in the Word. Meditative search in the Word. Now, you have to learn to study the Word of God. You have to learn to study the Word of God. Truth is in God's Word, and God's Word is truth. So when you study God's Word, truth is revealed to you. You have to be meditating. All right? Reading through scriptures, meditating on God's Word. You know, Jesus spoke to the Jews. He said, you search the scriptures, in John chapter 5 and verse 39. And for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they, or these things that speak or testify of me. So search the scriptures. Search. Search. Meditative search. Sit down. Prayerfully search the scriptures. What is happening? Is there an underpinning in the scriptures? All right. Concerning these things that are happening in the world today. All right. How do I respond to them? What has God said about our world today? Amen. For some people, they feel, well, maybe the world has come to an end. For some people, the world has come to an end. For some people, all right, the world just, you know, began. Praise God. Has just begun. Amen. So, what's your own take? You have to search the scriptures. This is very important. All right. Don't just lean on somebody telling you something or things just happening out there and you're just trying to figure in your head, you know, what those things could mean. All right. Why not search the scriptures? Things have been predetermined already in the scriptures. The Bible tells us that known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. So the scriptures will show you the truth and the reality about life. So search, search. Stand upon your watch and set yourself upon your tower. All right? And watch to see what the Lord will say to you. Search the scriptures. Study to show yourself approved. You know, begin to look at the prophecies that God had given through, you know, prophets of old as touching the end time. Search the scriptures. And then you begin to understand, okay, so this is what is happening. And I'll see, okay, this is my place. This is my role. You know, this is the place. This is the place I must stand. And this is the posture I must take. Glory to God. You must maintain a posture in this end time. As you search the scriptures, you will get to understand these things. And that's how to find the Word of God. Find the truth of God's Word. All right. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 20 gives us step by step from verse 20 to 23 how to search the scriptures, the attitude, you know, with which to search the scriptures so that we may find the truth of God's Word. It says, my son, give attention to my words. So attention. All right. Incline thine ears unto my sayings. So incline your ear to the sayings of God. That means listen with rapt attention. Attention and then attention again. Praise God. Give more than just single attention to God's word. Give God's word double attention. Amen. The Lord spoke once, twice have I heard. So you hear twice. You hear it once and you hear it again. Attention. So he says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. He says, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them where? In the midst of your heart. They are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Glory to God. That's how to find the word of God. That's how to find the word of God. All right. Attention. Incline your ear to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Let them not depart from your eyes. See what God is saying to you. Keep them in the midst of your heart. All right. Treasure God's word and heap it up in your heart. It says you will find life and health. That's how to find the truth of God's word. Amen. And then again in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, the Bible tells us, it says, to study or be diligent to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So this is a time to study God's word. Amen. So how do we access revelation? Number one, what is it? You access revelation through prayer. You pray. Number two, what is it? You study the word of God, meditative search, all right, in the word of God. Now, number three, consistent church attendance. Now, you can't go to church right now, you know, a literal place where people are gathered, you know, in their hundreds and in their thousands. But you can have church in your house. Hook up, you know, to a program from your church like you're doing right now and follow. Don't just say, well, I have to go and boil rice and then come back. That's not church. All right. If it's time for the word, you can't be boiling rice at that time, because you now have church in your house. All right. And then you doze off and wake up. That's not church. That doesn't show seriousness. If you were in church, you went to church. All right. You wouldn't be doing that. You wouldn't be boiling rice at home and then come to church. No. So the things you wouldn't do, all right, normally, you shouldn't be doing now. Praise God. So you must give attention to the word. Give attention to the word of God. Amen. So consistent church attendance. Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why? Because when you are there in church, while we're singing to the Lord, while we, you know, ministering to the Lord, and while the word of God is being preached to us, you get to understand what God would have you do. The revelation of God comes to you. I love this scripture in Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 29. Isaiah 30 and verse 29. It says, you shall have a song. You shall have a song. It says, all of you, not... and gladness of heart, as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Did you see it? So in a place where we have in church, glory to God, singing to the Lord and ministering to the Lord, and we're ready to receive God's word, it says the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. So expect to hear God. Expect to hear God. In fact, there's somebody right now, you're watching. You're in faith for the fruit of the womb. All right. You remember the scripture I read when Isaac entreated, you know, of the Lord concerning his wife Rebekah. All right, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah conceived. And I prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, during this period of COVID-19, all right, you have a testimony to share. You are conceiving. You're going to have a child post-COVID-19 in Jesus' name. Say amen to that. All right? And that's what happens in church. We hear God in church. We minister to God, and then God speaks to us. Amen? He speaks to us. Glory to God. All right. So this is very, very important. Now, let me say this, all right? Now, when you begin to access divine revelation, what happens is that your life will begin to tell the story that you have come in contact with God. Your life will begin to tell the story. Your life will be a reflection of the fact that you have come face to face with God. Praise God. And this is powerful. This is powerful. Now, during this period, this is a time to dig into the scriptures. All right? And learn the ways of God for yourself. You may not have this kind of opportunity the rest of your life. You may not have it again. All right? So, you have to make the most of it. Can you imagine, you know, a compulsory holiday for everyone globally? And it's not just, you know, for a day or two, all right, for weeks. Amen? Amazing. You know, so what are you going to make of this time? All right? What are you going to make out of this season of your life? Praise God. All right? Are you going to access divine revelation? All right? Are you going to dig into God's word? Are you going to give attention to prayer? Prayer. Prayer. All right? And add some fasting to it and seek the face of God. Amen? Are you going to do something with what you have and make the most of this opportunity? Because I believe so strongly that this is a necessary Sabbath that God has given to everyone that we just must keep. You may not like it, we just have to keep it. All right, so stay at home and rest. All the rest you've not had in time past, God says, I've heaped everything up in one sack and I'm dumping everything on you. Praise God. So you can rest and sleep and wake up. All right, now this is not the time to feed on junks. All right, don't feed on junks. Don't feed your spirit with dirty things. This is not a time to watch pornography. This is not a time to embody yourself with series. All right, of course you can watch one or two things that I define. All right, this is not a time to, you know, just heap loads of Nollywood, Hollywood, and all those things on yourself. This is a time to get prepared for the future. I believe post-COVID-19 comes to us with many opportunities. And those that are going to make the most of those opportunities are those who have seized the opportunity to prepare themselves during COVID-19. Praise God. So there's another season that is coming. Amen? There's another season that is coming. And that's how it works. See, there's always a season of having things smoothly. All right, 7 years of abundance, and then there's another season, all right, 7 years of famine. All right, there's a season of, you know, freedom. You can go anywhere you want, travel for vacation and all that. And then there's a season of stay at home compulsorily. All right, and after that season, there's an opportunity. That was how Egypt emerged, you know, the world superpower in their day. Why? Because through the wisdom of God at work in Joseph, they seized the opportunity. They seized the opportunity. Glory to God. So there's an opportunity for you to seize at this time. And I want to encourage you that this is the time to make the most of your life. You know, to correct the mistakes you've made in time past. Maybe you've not been spending enough time with your spouse or enough time with your children, or you've not been spending enough time with God's word, or you've not even had enough time to pray and seek the face of God as touching, you know, sensitive matters of life. This is a time to do so. All right? This is a time to do that and give yourself to prayer. And this is a time to also begin to look at, okay, after COVID-19, what next? All right? This is a time to begin to prepare for the post-COVID-19 pandemic. Prepare, prepare, prepare. We see countries already, you know, some countries are taking advantage of this right now. All right, I don't want to mention names. All right, they are positioning themselves strategically to take the lead and have an edge over other countries post-COVID-19. So what are you thinking about? Praise God. Now, let me say this. The world is gravitating towards artificial intelligence. All right, there are some courses that people are studying right now in the university that will be useless in 10 years. Before the end of this decade, some courses will not sell anymore. They're just there, you know. And you go abroad, you don't have fuel attendants, you know, at filling stations. All right, you serve yourself. You get there, you slot in your card, put in your PIN, the value of, you know, fuel you want to buy. And then you can serve yourself. So with time, you know, fuel attendants in Nigeria will face off. That means you will not have fuel attendants anymore. So our world is fast changing. How are you preparing for the change? All right? The way medicine is being practiced today, a time comes that the practice of medicine will be different. All right? People are redefining money. They are redefining space. All right? They are redefining everything. Because, you know, information technology is a new wave that is hitting the world. Praise God. Now, how do you minister to people? All right, if you're a minister of the gospel, you're a businessman, how do you satisfy your customers or clients, all right, engaging information technology? This is very important. This is very important. You know, maybe you are an architect or you're a builder, you are in the built environment. Understand how things work. You know, a time will come, and that time is here, that the government may not put in so much money into developing infrastructure anymore, apart from maybe some part of Africa. If you go to the Western world, all right, development, yeah, is going on. Houses are being built, all right? But you now have more houses already built than the houses that are being built. So what does that tell you? Facility management, managing already built houses. So what are you doing about that? You know, facility management. How do you manage, you know, facilities, infrastructure? You know, so what if you don't have contracts to build projects, to build infrastructure? All right. But what about the ones that have been built? Can you make a proposal? Can you write a proposal towards managing, you know, infrastructure? And that's a lot of money. Praise God. So things are changing. See, let God instruct you at this time. This is the time to sit down somewhere and be alone and, you know, just think. Just like 30 minutes or 1 hour of the day. Just think and think through things. Let the Holy Spirit help your mind. You have the mind of Christ. Glory to God. A dispensational mind. You can see the next generation. All right? Start thinking. Start preparing. Glory to God. Now, what if, for example, GLT had not been prepared, you know, in terms of the structure in the house to manage and make the most of information technology, you know, internet and all that? I wouldn't be ministering to you right now. All right? But you see, but we've taken advantage of that. So in the comfort of a place somewhere in Lagos at Lekki, all right, I'm ministering to you. Think about it. Yet there's no movement around. What does that tell you? All right. You see, we can make things happen. All right. And we're not meant to be laid back in our thinking and be retarded in our mindset. It's time to let the Spirit of God guide you and inspire you. Dream. Amen. Dream. Go to bed and dream. Glory to God. Close your eyes and dream. Dream big. And then wake up from your dream and put your hands to work, glory to God, and work your dream by faith and trust God to give supplies and substance to make your dreams come true. All right, dream within the confines of God's will for you, within the confines of God's purpose for you. Dream big, glory to God. Amen. You can do the impossible. This is the time to see the invisible. All right, that you may be able to do what? Impossible. Glory to God. So you can dream big. Now, this is the hour. Listen very carefully. All right. Make the most of this time. This is the time to actually spark up your prayer life. You know, you can have vigils 2 hours daily and just spark up your prayer life. Post COVID-19, you're already on fire. You're already on fire. Your prayer life is on fire. Glory to God. You know, you've been complaining, your boss is, you know, too demanding, you've been working around the clock. Right now, he's not bothering you anymore. She's not bothering you anymore. Maybe you're working, you know, remotely now, but it's not as, you know, tedious as it used to be. All right? Prepare for an exam. Do something. Amen? Do something. And let the Spirit of God guide you. Now, listen very carefully. As you receive different information and news flying around, be very careful. You don't believe a lie. All right? Don't let anybody lead you on. All right? Stupidly. Don't do it. All right? Prove everything that comes your way. And don't post anything that you've not yet, you know, proven to be true. Don't do it. Praise God. And this is very, very important. I believe you've been blessed. Glory to God. And I know God's word has helped you. And I want to pray for you. All right, wherever you are, the healing anointing is flowing right now. If you have any condition in your body, or you know anybody who has any condition, all right, his or her body, who needs healing for his or her body, this is the time to receive a miracle. This is the time to receive a miracle. Glory to God. So I want you to place your hand on your mobile device, like just make a contact with me on your TV screen, whatever you are viewing this program with or through. Place your hand as a point of contact, and I want to pray for you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, thank you for your healing power. Thank you for your anointing. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we'll be made whole. I command the ache in the head to go. I command healing for you from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, I command your lungs to be quickened by the Spirit of God. I command life into your bones, life into your body, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, from the very crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord is strong upon you. Healing is yours in the name of Jesus. I see someone with pain in the back. All right, you can adjust your back now. The Lord has made you whole. Glory to God. And I see someone with trouble with the abdomen. All right, there's been rumbling in your abdomen, all right, for some time now. The Lord has made you whole. Glory to God. And I see someone, a part of your eye, one of your eyes is reddish. The Lord has made you whole. The itching is gone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I see somebody who needs a touch from the Lord. All right, you need a touch. There's a burning sensation from your neck down to your chest. The Lord has made you whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I see someone believing God for a supernatural intervention financially. All right? Receive a miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The hand of the Lord is strong upon you. Miracles are happening. Receive right now. Receive right now the streams of healing are flowing already. Praise God. The power of God is moving already. Hallelujah. It is your time. All right. I believe you've been blessed. And I just want to let you know that it's been a great time sharing God's word with you. And I love to do this again and again and again. All right. Until I see you again on Sunday at exactly 8 o'clock in the morning. Amen. And then next week, by the grace of God, on Wednesday for Bible study. Praise God, at exactly 5:30 p.m. Amen. GMT plus one. Amen. And your life will never remain the same again. Now, be rest assured that we're praying for you, and be rest assured that the hand of the Lord is strong upon you. No evil befalls you. No plague comes near your dwelling. So be not afraid. Glory to God.